Okay, well, page Hey, Amid Aleph, 14 lines from the top. The Gemara was discussing, basically, we brought a proof that you can acquire a woman with money, document, and bia. Though we learned the various different things. The Gemara explained you can't have a kavachayim and so on and so forth. And the last thing the Gemara was explaining, the Gemara was discussing why you can't divorce with money. If you can marry a woman with money, why can't you divorce her with money? If we're likening, the last piece of Gemara is saying we're likening divorce to kedushin. Because in the same pasuk, the Torah says, you marry her, you divorce her, and she marries somebody else. So in the same pasuk, the Torah is speaking about marriage and divorce. Okay? So the Gemara is discussing now, why is it that we cannot divorce a woman with money, just like you can marry her with money? So Rav Amar Rav says, because Amar Kra, the pasuk says, because of law, by a get, the Torah says, you need to write it. The Torah says, because of law, Sefer Kedushin, you need to write a get. So therefore, we learn out, B'ksivim is ganashis, she's divorced with writing. V'einim is ganashis b'kesef, not with money. Meaning, you have to write a get to divorce her, but she cannot be divorced with money. So the Gemara says, maybe it means, B'ksivim is ganashis, V'einim is kadashis b'ksiva. So maybe, if we're likening marriage and divorce, so maybe the Gemara says, if... maybe the Torah means you can only divorce her with a document, but you can't marry her with a document. If you're saying the cost of law means it's excluding something, you have to write a get. So maybe only a get you can write, but married, maybe married you can't write. And before we learned you could marry with a shtar. So Gemara says, you're right, but we liken, like it says, makish, we liken marriage to divorce. So if you could divorce her with a document, then you can marry her with the document. So Gemara says, if that's the case, Umaro Isa, so then you're playing the games back and forth. Then if you can divorce her with money, then you should marry, if you can marry her with money, then why can't you divorce her with money? Now Gemara's going very weird. You're saying like this, you could divorce her with a document, right? Therefore you can marry her with a document. So why don't we do the reverse also? If you can marry her with money, then you should be able to divorce her with money.
Is that how it works now?
Huh?
Is that how it works these days?
These days, yeah, but that's not the get. That they take you before the get. They can take you to the cleaners.
Yep.
So it says like this. Omar Isa, why do you look at it that way and not another way? So it says like this. Mistabra logic says, if the Torah speaks about writing a get, divorce, it's speaking about gerushin. Meaning, when the Torah says by a get, write her a get, logically it means you can't divorce her with money. Because it says, write her a get. Okay? So let's not go to kedushin, let's speak about get. If the Torah says write her a get, that means you cannot divorce her with money, only with writing her a get. But koy begedushin, if the Torah is speaking about divorce, you want to learn how the din of kedushin? It doesn't work like that. So therefore, Rava answered, you know how we know you cannot divorce with money? Because it says, v'kasev of law, the only way you could divorce her is with a get. Okay? And then the Gemara says also, you can't divorce with money, because it says, if Kesef brings her in, how can you get her out with money? The defense attorney becomes the prosecutor. So the bottom line of the Gemara so far is as follows. We learn out from a pasuk that you could do kedushin with Kesef, Shtar, or Bia. Right? Get is only good with a document. You can't divorce with money. You definitely can't divorce with relations, with Bia, for sure you can't. On the contrary, you're trying to get rid of her. You can't do it. So the Gemara so far says the sources that by a get, it can only be, by divorce, it can only be with writing, because of law. By kedushin, we learn out from one pasuk, you can do money, one pasuk, you can do Bia, one pasuk, you can do shtar. So now the Gemara says like this. Rava said, from the word because of law, we learn out that by get, you need to write a get. Okay? So Gemara says, but Rabbi Yosi Aglili, according to Rabbi Yosi Aglili, that utilizes this pasuk for another din. I'll explain. She'enim is gadashit b'kesef minolei. Meaning like this. The Gemara said, until now, you know how we learn out you can give a get? Because it says, write her a get. But that pasuk is extra. So therefore, the fact that it's extra teaches us only a get is written, not kedushin. Okay? Or you can't do a kedushin with money. I mean, a get with money. But the Gemara asks, Rabbi Yossi Aglili teaches us a different din from this pasuk, because of law. What does he teach us? Later on in the Gemara, or in the different Masechta, Rabbi Yossi Aglili says, you could write it on anything you want. A get. You could write it, he says, not food, not live animals, but on anything you want. You can even write a get on something that you're not allowed to benefit from. You can even write it on something which is asur b'ano, something you're not allowed to benefit with, you can also write a get on. So if he uses the pasuk to tell me, because of law means that you can write it on anything, so how do I know it comes to exclude that you can only write a get, but you can't divorce with money? How do we know that? So the Gemara says like this, Amar Kra, because there's another pasuk. The pasuk says, Sefer Krisus. The Torah says, write her a book of splitting, a book of cutting. So now the Torah says safer. Safer means a book, not money. Meaning, safer karsa, only with a document. Vein davar acher karsa, nothing else can divorce her. Therefore, you're asking me, how do we know that you can't divorce a woman with money? And the Gemara is thinking, if you can marry her with money, why can't you divorce her with money? So Gemara said, because it says, because of la sefer krisis. The Torah says it has to be according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili. According to Rava and the Chachamim, from the word because of la, you have to write a get, meaning it can be, it has to be written, no money. So Gemara said, but Rabbi Yossi Aglili uses the sentence for something else. So Gemara says, he learns it out from another pasuk, sefer krisis. What splits a woman? Only a book, meaning something written, no money. So the Gemara says, but according to the Rabbanim that learned it out from the cost of law, that it could only be a get with document, not with money. So now, Sefer Krisis is extra. Because again, it says a document. Why does it have to write twice a document? So he says, Miboila, it needs us to different din. The Dover HaKeire is Beinei LeBeino. It teaches us, and this is very practical din, by the way. When you write a get, it has to be something that cuts you off completely. That there's no more connection. And he's going to give an example of what this means. Kedetanya, like we learned. Hareiz a gitach, a guy gives a get. Now, in the olden times, they loved conditions. They used to get married on conditions, used to divorce on conditions. Now, obviously, if you get married or divorced on a condition, when the condition is met, then it's valid. If the condition is not met, then it's not valid, right? That's the concept of a condition. So a guy says like this. A guy gives a get to his wife. Don't ask me why he says it, but this is what he says. Hareiz a gitach amenashli tish de yayin. And give you a get on the condition you never drink wine. Or, amenashli teilcha de beis avich, you should never go to your parents' home anymore. This is the condition of the get. I'm giving you a get on the condition you never drink wine, or you never go to your parents, or whatever. And he says, la'ilam forever, ain't a get, ikris, it's not a get. You know why? Because they're always bound to this condition between each other. He said, forever. That means until you die, you cannot drink wine and go to your father's home. So even though he gives her a get now, there's no cut between them. There's no separation between them. Because at any given time, if she drinks wine, there's no more get. But what happens, he says, kol shleishim yom, what happens, the condition is like this. You cannot drink wine for 30 days. You cannot go to your parents for 30 days. Then the din, areiz a krisis. It's a get now, as long as the condition is fulfilled. Because now it's a cut. After 30 days, if she doesn't go to the father, doesn't drink wine, the get is going to be a valid get. The only question is, when does she get divorced? 30 days. Well, The question is like this. Right, so the question is, what does he say? The guy says like this. I'm giving you a get on the condition you don't drink wine for 30 days. Okay? After 30 days, the get is effective. Whatever he says, me'achshav atshleishim him. He says, I'm giving you the get now on the condition you don't go there for 30 days. Then if she doesn't go for 30 days, then the get is retroactively no good. I mean, it's valid. I mean, the get is good. If he says, I'm giving you a get on the condition you don't go 30 days. Let's see, it's effective immediately, Rashi says. Yeah, because in this case, Rashi says, there's no, because he said it the way he said it, he's giving you the get now. But sometimes a guy says, I'm giving you a get on the condition that in 30 days, you know, whatever, something happens. So sometimes it's effective after 30 days. Sometimes it's retroactively valid. And it'll be a big halachic difference. If the woman committed adultery in those 30 days. If the get is only effective after 30 days, then she was a married woman. But if after 30 days the condition is met, the get is retroactively good, then she's divorced retroactively, and then when she committed adultery, she was never married. Right?
After the 30 days, the condition...
If the condition is met.
Can you do that today? You can't go to your mother's house for 30 days?
No, it's only your mother-in-law. You can't go for 30 days.
30 minutes.
I mean, if you take cold-blooded halacha, yeah, technically your husband could tell his wife those things. But there's a condition in the get. I mean, you know, it's a whole different story.
She doesn't have the consent?
Huh?
No consent?
By get or by kedushin?
By get.
By get, Gemara-wise, you can give a get against the will. Rabbeinu Gershom stopped that.
And also put a condition on it at the same time?
Yeah, but see, today when a get is given, when you go to the Besdin, one of the things the Besdin makes you say orally, there's no strings attached, no conditions attached, no, because otherwise, you know what problems you have? You know the condition was met, not met, you know. A guy says, this is your get, and the condition you don't come in 30 days. Gemara Gittin, you have this case, yeah? Guy says to a woman, here's your get, and the condition that you don't come for 30 days. If you don't come for 30 days, it's a valid get. If you pop in 30 days, it's not a get. That's what he said. Him, come back to me. So then, and the Gemara says, what happens if the 30th day comes, and she's screaming, she got stuck on the other side of the river. And there's no bridge. I'm here! Or somebody pushed it, tied her up. No, she was about to come, and somebody tied her up, and they didn't let her come. So the Gemara says, even though she was onus, forced, against her will, bottom line is she didn't come. If she didn't come, the get's a get. Because he didn't say, willingly, not willingly. Bottom line, she didn't come. She didn't come, it's not get.
And she'd get remarried.
Can she?
Can she remarry the man? If she gets a get.
Unless if he's a Kohen. If he's a Kohen, who divorces his wife, cannot remarry his divorcee.
Somebody divorces his wife. Can remarry her again?
Well, no. Yes or no. If she married somebody else, right? Let's say Reuven and Leah were married.
Right.
Now Reuven divorced Leah. And Leah goes and marries Shimon. And Shimon dies or divorces her. Reuven cannot remarry her. That's a pasuk in Chumash. That's Chumash. It's not even, it's mamish, clearly in the Chumash. What happens if Reuven married Leah, divorced her? He could remarry her as long as she didn't marry anybody else.
That's a mitzvah though, right?
The Machzor Grushos is considered a mitzvah. We had a few times in my career, I did it three times, I think. No, wedding, not Not me. Yeah.
Person,
No. I did three such weddings of a woman that they got divorced and then decided to remarry.
Change of mind.
Yeah. What?
When they get in the case of the person, the woman who didn't get the woman that she
she got the get?
If it was longer than 30 days, you said that.
No, the Gemara's difference is like this. If it's forever,
that
is not cut. There's always a connection between the two of them, and it's no. The string's attached. If the string's attached, it's not a kosher get.
But you said that back then, in the Gemara, you could force her to get
it. Yeah, but here he's making the condition. In the time of the Gemara, if a man took a get, he went to the sefer, wrote up a get, took the get, and threw it at his wife. Or he says to her, hey honey, I got a present for you.
There's something on the table.
Yeah. On the table. He says, honey, I got something for you. Here. She thinks it's a jewelry. And it's a get, she's divorced. Now the Beinu Gershim said you can't do that.
So why does he have to make a condition?
No, he did it. Why he made a condition? Because he wanted to make a condition.
No, but I'm saying, what's the whole point of a condition? He just gave him a...
But he wanted to make a condition. You're right. He didn't have to make a condition. He could have just dumped it and kept it in her hand. But he decided to make a condition. Like I said, in the olden times, he used to enjoy making conditions. Don't ask me why. I mean, it's wacky conditions.
Does it the word sefer by itself, Rabbi? It says that it has to recite.
No, sefer just means it has to be a document. Nothing else.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, written rather than money or anything else.
Then what do we do with the Katav Lo?
Oh, so Rabbi Yossi Aglila learns it out for something else that you can write it on whatever you want. The Chachamim learn from the Katav Lo that it has to be a book. So Gemara says, what do you do with the word Sefer Krisis then? So Gemara says, for the conditions, that it has to be something that cuts him completely.
We learn that from Kritut.
Right.
Not Sefer. Sefer can teach us the same thing.
That yeah, but you can't write Vakasala Krisis. It has to be, once you use Krisis, you need to use the word Sefer. Because Krisis doesn't mean anything. Write her a cutting, you cut a ribbon. You know, like a ribbon cutting ceremony. Yeah. No, once you write the word Krisis, you need the word Sefer. And then the Gemara Sefer, Rabbi Yossi Aglili. So now the question is, how, according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, that uses the word Sefer Krisis to tell me it has to be writing and no money. So how does he learn out that it has to be a full get, you know, something that completely severs the ties? So he says, he learns it out from Karis Krisis. The Torah could have written Sefer Karis. The Torah writes Sefer Krisis. So it's extra letters, teaches us two dinim. Number one, it basically says that it has to be a written thing. You cannot divorce with money. And secondly is that it has to be a total separation. No strings attached. And the Gemara says, V'chadabonan, Kardes Krisis Limashma. The Chacham says, you can't learn anything from the word Kardes Krisis. Should have said Kardes says Krisis. The Gemara says, Rabbi Chacham don't hold that there's a diuk of extra letters like that. Okay, now, before we go to the next piece of Gemara, we need to give an introduction of the Gemara style. The way the Gemara learns things in Psukim. Up to now, we've figured out, okay, that you could do Kedushin with Kesef, Shtar, and Bia. Okay? One is, it says, Kesef is from Kicha Kicha, right? Vayikach means money, or Vyotzachinam and Kesef. Then the Gemara says, Shtar we learn out from Get, because of the Sefer Krisis. And Bia, the Torah says, clearly Uba Allah. Okay? So the Gemara says, we have a Pasuk for Kesef, Shtar, and Bia. Now the Gemara is going to try to figure out the following. Why do we need three Psukim? Let's have two Psukim, and learn out three from two. In other words, let's have a Pasuk telling me, money is good, Bia is good, and I'll figure out already, Shtar is good. Okay, now, how do we do that? We need to find common denominators between all three. Common denominators between three. So if you have a common denominator in two, and the third has a similar common denominator as the two, then we don't need the third pasuk. Right? The only way we would need a third pasuk is if there's something different about the third that the two don't have. Right? Now, which you have three things here, Kesef, Shtam, Bia. So any two you pick, the Gemara is going to go back and forth now to try to figure out, let's learn out the third from the first two. Now, if you can find a common denominator between one and two, and then figure, and we have psukim for one and two, teach us that it's good. And then three has something similar to one and two, so that we don't need a pasuk for three. We can learn three out from one and two. Right? That's the way the Gemara works. Okay? And that's what the Gemara is going to be doing now for a little while. The Gemara says like this. Chada mi chada, I understand. You can't learn out one from one. Like, you can't learn out kesef from shtar. You can't learn out shtar from kesef. You can't learn out bia from... Because each one's different. But the Gemara says, teisa chada mitarti. Let's learn one from two. And that's why do we need three psukim? Let the Torah say two psukim. And we'll learn out the third from the first two. Okay? So the Gemara says, okay, let's see which ones. Hey, teisa, what should we learn? So the Gemara says, le'licht avrachmane b'shtar. Let the Torah not teach us a pasuk of shtar that you can acquire with a document. But teisim hanach, and let's learn it out from the other two, money and bia. Right? Bia relations. So the Gemara asks, why doesn't the Torah say a pasuk of money, a pasuk of bia, and I would learn out shtar? Okay? So Gemara says, you can't do that. Kesef and bia have a uniqueness that shtar doesn't. What is it? Money is enjoyable. Relations are enjoyable. Documents not enjoyable. Right? So if the Torah only told us money and bia is good for kedushin, how would I learn out shtar? Because these two have a common denominator that the third one doesn't have. Right? Money is enjoyable. Bia isn't enjoyable. But document isn't. So we couldn't learn it out. So Gemara says, okay, you know what? Let the Torah not use the word for bia. Let the Torah tell us kesef and shtar, and we'll learn out bia from those two. So Gemara says, you can't? Why not? Because money and document acquire a lot of things. Bia doesn't acquire a lot of things. The only thing bia acquires is yibum. Right, Yivama, if you have to marry the sister-in-law, if there's no kids, so bia over there is good. Right? That's the way you acquire. But bia can buy land. Money can buy land. Document can buy land. Right? You can buy a slave with money or document, but you can't buy a slave with bia. Right? So money and shtad have a certain common denominator that bia doesn't have. What's the common denominator of kesef and shtad? They acquire a lot of things. So, maybe that's why kedushin is good with money or shtar. But how do you know bia is good for kedushin? Bia is not an acquisition. Right? You need to acquire the woman. So money and document acquires a lot of things. But bia, what does bia acquire? So Gemara says, okay, you know what? Le'nichtev rachmana bekesef. Let the Torah not write money. Let the Torah write, you can acquire a woman with shtar, document, and bia, and we'd learn out money. So Gemara says you can't, because money, those two, have something that money doesn't have. Shtar is a document. What, the Farsi also? Okay. Yeah. So he says like this, Malahanach. You know what's the uniqueness of shtar and bia? Those two things are good to acquire something against the will of the person. For instance, Yevama, the Torah says you got to marry her, right? Even if she doesn't want, you live with her, you acquire her, right? Shtar, you can give a get against her will. Right? You can never acquire anything with money against the will. I can't acquire anything with money against my will, against your will. But document does work against the person's will. Bia does work against the person's will. So again, Bia and Shtad have a common denominator between themselves that money doesn't have. So if the Torah would have only told us Shtar is good for Kedushin and Bia is good for Kedushin, I wouldn't know money. Because there's a common denominator that Bia and Shtar have that they work against the person's will, but money never does. I can't come to you if I want to buy your Gemara. I can't force you, give you $10 and force you to sell me the Gemara. Money doesn't work against the will.
Hostile takeover in corporate.
Hostile takeover doesn't exist in Gemara.
What is bribery then?
Huh?
What is bribery?
The guy doesn't want to take it. I can't force you to take a bribe. Money can never, halachically, money can never work against the will. In halacha, there's no hostile stock takeovers.
By Yibum, so it's against the will. What if she doesn't want it afterwards, after she's married to you?
Then she needs a get. What happens? A woman gets married and says, okay, I don't want you anymore. Yeah. You need a get.
But he has to agree, otherwise
no. What?
He has to agree to give her a get.
Yeah, today she has to agree also. What the Gemara is saying is, you can't learn out money that is good for Kedushin from Shtar and Bia, because Shtar and Bia have something that money doesn't have. And maybe what it has causes it to be valid by Kedushin, and money maybe isn't good by Kedushin. Therefore we need all three Psukim. Okay? So the Gemara says, 1 minute. V'chi teiman, if you're going to think, Kesev nami bal karcha, money you could also acquire against the will. Money does work against the will. You know where? Ba'ama Yivriya. If you buy a Jewish maidservant, the father can sell her against her will. So you see, money does work against a person's will. So Gemara says, yeah, but be'ishas mi'aleashkech. We never find it in marital laws. It doesn't work. So Lepero, the Gemara is coming to the conclusion now that you need all three psukim. You cannot learn out Kesef from Shtar and Bia, you cannot learn out Shtar from Kesef and Bia, and you cannot learn out Bia from Kesef and Shtar. Okay? Because each one has a uniqueness that the other ones don't have, and therefore, in order to tell me you can acquire a woman with Kesef, Shtar, and Bia, I need a Pasuk for Kesef, I need a Pasuk for Shtar, and a Pasuk for Bia. What?
You said today we only use Kesef. Right?
Right.
Why not Shtar?
Shtar is just as good, but the minig haposhet that Rama writes, well, al pi kabbalah, there's a reason for it. Kesef is nichsef, nichsafti, longing, ava, you know. But in fact, today we don't even use kesef; we use gold. Good, but I'm saying, well, the pearl today, the minig is a round ring made out of gold. And we learned round. We learned just in the other. This week in the Maimorim, because round is makifim, and that's the level of marriage is makif, and there's no higher or lower. But lapel the minig today is you don't do it with shtar. If a guy writes, I'm not saying it's not going to be valid. If a guy writes in a shtar to a woman, Ariat Mukadesh Shasli Bishtar Zu, Kadash Meshavi Yisrael, gives her the shtar in front of two witnesses, and she accepts it for the sake of Kedushin, Api, then she probably would need a get. Yeah, you know, it's, even though it's not done. The Gemara is going to say later that if somebody does Kedusha with Bia, Rav, the Gemara used to whip him. But that doesn't mean the Kedusha wasn't valid. The Kedusha is still valid if it's done, you know, witnesses and whatever needs to be done. Maybe Yichud or whatever.
Didn't you say once if there's a couple living in a Jewish community and after a while people see them living there, they're
yeah. That could be a shayla.
Jewish maidservant, is that such a good example? Because she has no will of her own. She's an object. You can buy and sell her.
Tesis on the next page says a different word. The father wanted it. What do you mean? Against the girl's will, but who cares? The father is acquiring the money willingly. And she's under his jurisdiction. But the Pearl of the Gemara says that it's, you know,
the Kabbalah of the ring is round from within or from without, right?
See, Taisa says it over here also. It says on the next, Kivin the av b'mokim b'tekoi, the father's in the place of the daughter, ein the choshe b'akorchi, it's not considered against his will, because it's midaita shalov, because the father wants it. So the question, what is the Gemara actually asking? So the Gemara Taka says, it's not even by that case. You know, the Gemara says, by Ishis, you don't find it, the Taka don't find b'akorchi, by money. Okay, now Amir Ravuna, Ravuna says a nudin. Rav Huna says there's a fourth way of doing kedushin with a chuppah. I will soon define what does chuppah mean. Okay, so he says, "Amir Rav Huna, chuppah kainem mikavu chaymer. Chuppah is a good kedushin from a kavu chaymer." Okay, now we learned already in the past that Kedushin, when you give the girl the ring, Areyat Mekudesh, you'll see that whole thing, she becomes Osir for the world. Okay? But she can't live with the guy yet. What permits her to live with the guy? Chuppah. What does chuppah mean? By the way, it's not really standing under the chuppah. The primary inyan of chuppah is actually the yichud after the chuppah. Okay? Or, no, we're going to a room alone. That's it, yichud. By Sfardim, they don't have yichud. They have yichud under the chuppah. What do? They wrap them together in a talus, you know, they take talus. At the end of the way, chuppah, they put the talus around them. That is the yichud in the Sephardic halah, in the Sephardic custom. By the Ashkenazim, they actually, after the chuppah, they go into a room, you know, just themselves, with witnesses outside. By Sfardim, but the primary level of chuppah is really the yichud. Now, what does chuppah do? Chuppah allows the man to live with his wife, right? So Rav Huna says like this: if chuppah can finalize the marriage, for sure it could begin it. If chuppah allows the man to live with the woman, so chuppah's kedushin doesn't allow you to live with her yet, right? Kedushin only forbids it for everybody else. But if chuppah allows you to live with her, so for sure it should be good for kedushin. So according to Rav Huna, if you make a chuppah, whatever chuppah means, whether it's the yichud, the talis, whatever it is, Rav Huna says chuppah is a valid kedushin from a kal v'chaymer. And he says, what's the kal v'chaymer? He says like this: Uma kesef, what if money sheina maichu b'truma, that doesn't allow a woman to eat truma if she got kedushin to a kayin, yet kayna makes her a wife? Chuppah shemachelus betruma. Chuppah, now that she's married to the kohen, allows her to eat truma. Ain't a din shetikna. Of course she could. Of course it's a good kedush. Meaning like this: Mrs. Kohen is allowed to eat truma. Kohen's wife, the Torah says, your wife is allowed to eat. Aye, she's not a kohen. She's married to a kohen. She can eat truma. When can she eat truma? After they get married. Kedushin does not allow her to eat truma yet, because she didn't marry the guy yet. She's not Mrs. Cohen yet. Yes. Right? She's not Mrs. Cohen yet. When does she become Mrs. Cohen? The chuppah. So he says like this: Kesef of Kedushin doesn't allow you to eat truma yet. It's good enough for Kedushin. Right? So chuppah that allows you to eat truma, for sure it should be good for kedushin. Because what's stronger? Chuppah is stronger than money. Money does not allow her to eat truma, and chuppah does. So what's stronger in acquiring the woman for you? Chuppah is stronger than money. Money, she cannot eat truma. Chuppah, she could. So Rav Huna says, if chuppah is strong enough to allow her to eat truma, and kesef isn't, so if kesef is good for kedushin, for sure chuppah is good for kedushin. Because chuppah is better than money. So the Gemara says, "V'chesiv ain't a machel." What are you talking about? Money also allows her to eat truma. What do you mean? Money allows her to eat truma? Because Amar Ula says like this: Dvar Teira, in Teira law, biblical law, Bas Yisrael Arusa Bas Yisrael Lechelus Betruma. According to Ula says, biblically, if a girl has kedushin from a kayin, she could eat truma. We said you can't eat truma until you're married, until you become Mrs. Cohen. That's only rabbinic. But biblically, kesef allows her to eat truma. Why? Because it says the shenemar. It says in the pasuk, the kayin ki yikne nefesh kinyin kaspe. If a kayin will buy somebody over there, it refers to a slave. It's interesting. A goyish slave that's bought by a goyish slave that's bought by a kohen can eat truma. That's what the Torah says. If you acquire somebody, you can eat it. Now, kedushin acquires her, right? They just can't live together. But kedushin acquires her. If a high kinyan kasba and the woman that's mukadashis isn't, but why umatam omro ene chalas? So why did the chachamim say no? Because Gzeira Shamayim's Gola Kais Bevesavia, because she's not married yet, yeah? So where is she living? At home. So we're afraid she might give her family Truman, they're not Kayanim. So the Chachamim said, until you move into your husband's house, you can't eat Truman. But Rav Huna's Kavochim is now shot. Because the whole Kavochim is. Money doesn't allow it to eat truma, but chuppah does. That's not true. Money does allow it to eat truma. Shama yim go kaver savia. Maybe they'll pour a cup of wine of truma in their father's house. V'teshkenu la'achal achesal, and they're going to let her, the brother or the sister, eat, and that's what we're afraid of. But biblically, money does allow it to eat truma. See, a whole kavachem is no good.
Question: the first Mishnah that a woman is acquired through kesef sarum bia.
Right.
This is for kiddushin.
Yeah.
But we said that they're not supposed to have relations yet when it's a bia kesef sarum bia.
No, it's in. If the kiddushin was done with bia, okay, the bia was done for kiddushin. And that's it. That they were not to live again. They were not permitted to be together again until they got married.
But one time, supposedly.
One time. One time shot deal only for Gedushin. And witnesses, not to watch the actual bee, obviously. Witnesses had to go watch them go into a room alone and be there long enough for bee to take place. Okay? But then it. That was the bee for Gedushin. And then they were not allowed to be together anymore until they're married.
That's the
Yichud
Room is in place of that today.
No, Yichud Room is
Chuppah
today.
The Chuppah means the canopy.
But I'm telling you, the halacha Chuppah doesn't mean the canopy, the Shmata over there, or the flowers. The Chuppah means actually the Yichud that follows the Chuppah.
That's not like Ke'ilu was supposed to be like this.
Well, you could call it ksuba, but ksuba has nothing to do with the marriage.
It's not a
star. Huh? It's a star. It's a financial star. No, it's a financial star.
Right, they came much later.
It's totally financial.
When did the ksuba come?
It's pasuk in Chumash.
Okay, but it's not the same kiddushin.
Habu olai mayar v'matan b'shchem. Rashi says mayar ksuba. The chazi l'chi. Mideraisha. Mm-hmm. Right? Yeah? So it says in the Ksuba, Chazalachim Mideraisha.
That's Nadunya, though. That's something.
No, the money of the Ksuba, Chazalachim Mideraisha. Pay a psula. The other ones are Midrabanan. But anyway, that's not the point. The point is that Bia for Kedushin was done once, and that's it. Then they cannot be together until they got married. That was Edison, until they had actually Nisuin, which is the marriage.
So in the times of Rabbah, he answered it?
Huh?
Rabbah changed it, he said, no more being.
Rav said, Rav Mangid, I think that was the lesson of the Gemara, Rav Mandi, Rav gave Malkus to. He said, it's not right, you don't do it. But obviously there were times in the Gemara that the Mishnah said they were able to do it. B'chal, the Rambam says, before Matan Torah, what was the concept of marriage? Guy walked into a house, walked into his room, says, guy walking in the street, saw a lady, said, okay, come, let's go. That's marriage.
That was in Egyptian days?
No, pre-Matan Torah, yeah, whatever. Before Matan Torah. And what's by a guy considered marriage?
So how
did Abraham... There's a very interesting thing about the concept of goyim's marriage. For instance, if a Jewish woman was married to a guy, right? Does she need a get? No, she doesn't need a get. She can just go. She can't marry a goyim, because a woman that lives with a guy can't marry a goyim. But she leaves the guy and she goes to the. She doesn't need a get, right? Because wedding between goyim is not. In fact, the Gemara learns it out. Amadeim alachamer. Just say by animals there's no marriage. Right? By animals there's no marriage. By goyim there's no marriage. Yet, one of the Shava mitzvahs b'nei neach is adultery. One of the seven night laws is adultery. What category of adultery applies also to a guy? Eishesish. So, how do you have an Eishesish by a guy? So, into goyim, in goyim themselves, if a woman is married, what's not married? If a guy goes to court and has a civil marriage, nothing religious, yeah? In halacha of goyim, they're married. And if that woman commits adultery with another guy, it's death, adultery. Yet, in relationship to a Jew, there's no marriage. Therefore, the woman doesn't need a get, she can just marry another Jewish man.
And her son is what? Just a Jewish or is not Jewish?
Who?
A Jewish woman who is married to a boy.
Has a kid, the kid's Jewish. If it's a girl, she can't marry a kohen. The girl, the daughter. L'chatchila. If they got married, they don't have to divorce. But l'chatchila, they can't marry a guy. That guy, I mean.
What if a yid goes with a married shiksa? Does the same law apply?
Is it adultery for him? As far as Eish Yisish? No.
No.
No. In other words, as far as Jews' law goes, there's no wedding by goyim. But by goyim, there's halacha that there is a wedding, there is a marriage, and if they commit adultery, it's adultery.
How about if they just live together?
That's not marriage.
They're going to go.
I'm saying that's not marriage, unless they get married. Any form of marriage, whether it's civil or religious or whatever, then it's marriage.
And living together is not a form of marriage?
They're not living together as husband and wife. They're living together as boyfriend and girlfriend.
Even if they live for a long time?
Unless if they go as Mr. and Mrs.
At what point were they
chayav
mitzah? Was it after the Torah was given?
No, Shevet Mitzvah B'nei Neach was...
So they could carry out the death penalty before the Torah?
Do you know why Shimon and Levi killed out Shechem? What do you think? They were just wild gangsters that had nothing to do with it.
They violated Dina.
So?
So? They wanted Shem to pay.
So you kill out a whole city?
For violating a Jewish...
What did the whole city do? Shechem kill, okay. We kill a whole city, what are they, a bunch of...
But it wasn't adultery. It was...
They violated the Jewish law.
It was not adultery.
It was kidnapping and rape.
Not court system. They didn't have a court system.
So it says in Halacha, the Mefarshim of Chumash explained this. What right does Shimon and Levi... They were from Eden, they're tzaddikim. You know, they're shvatim, they're holy guys. You know, you learn Chumash, it doesn't look like it, but Shimon and Levi were holy guys. They're tzaddikim. Highest level of tzaddikim. 13
years old at this time?
Don't look at the brother.
They were 13 when they did it?
No, that also says they made a bezin that they should kill him. It was chayv, yes, it was chayv misa. But it says, the Mefarshim explained, what right did the Shimon Levi kill out Shechem? Right? So the answer is, because Shechem raped Dina, so according to one of the seven mitzvahs B'nai Neach, is to have a court system. Dinim. Okay? And there's a din, if a guy violates any one of the seven night laws, if a guy steals, the punishment is death. Right? Even though in Jewish law, if you steal, you don't get killed. But in Sheva Mitzvah B'nei Noach, if a guy steals, they get killed. If a guy is supposed to set up a judiciary system, a court system, and they don't, they violated one of the seven night laws. So because the city of Shechem did not establish a court to punish Shechem for the Aveda he did, so the whole city of Shechem was liable for not keeping one of the seven night laws. So Shimon and Levi killed them out. So they had a halacha right to do it, yeah? It was before Matan Torah. Right? I'm saying, just proving from the Shechem story that it's even before Matan Torah.
So what did they do with all the girls?
They didn't kill the woman. They took